A musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Schreier. And here's Steve Race to introduce the team.
So, another My Music. On my right, Dennis Norden, partnered by Ian Wallace. On my left, Frank Muir and his partner, David Franklin. With David Franklin, we begin. David, classical or perhaps light classical music, which I'm sure you'll know. One mark for the composer, one for the title.
I would prefer that you face the truth now, Steve. Your confidence that I should know both it and the composer was sadly misplaced. I had no idea.
I think this is slightly difficult. It's from Coppelia Ballet. One mark, Frank, if you can tell me the composer.
Me?
No, sorry. David. Delibes, yes. There's your one mark. The waltz La Coupe from Coppelia Ballet. One mark out of two legs. It was a rather difficult one, but this is easy for Dennis Norden.
Steve, I'm ashamed. And
so you never saw Fantasia by Walt Disney?
Yes, I saw Fantasia.
Well, this is the calm after the storm bit. This is.
Oh, yes. I know. It's Beethoven's Pastoral Symphony.
Well, I'd better give you two marks. Yes, not the E off Pastoral. I think Pastoral Symphony. Symphony number 6 in F major from the last movement. Yes, by Beethoven. All right, there's two marks. Ian, let's see if you know what this is.
First round always gives me a most terrible feeling of apprehension and cold sweat, but I think that is a minuet by Paderewski.
No, I'm afraid it's not. The composer Chopin, he called it his Prelude in A Major.
Oh,
it was
yes.
28 number 2, but it occurred later on in the ballet. Yes. I'm afraid that isn't any marks.
Oh, no.
And a difficult one, I think, for Frank Muir.
We, as Miss Frank and I think it's got something to do with the river.
Yes, you're coming. You're going to get it.
Oh, is it?
You're going to get it. If you can pronounce it.
Hang on. Oh, yes. It's the Czech River.
Yes.
Yes, hang on a bit. I've got to go back to you.
Yes.
It's Vltava.
Yes, I think you'll...
Alternatively, Tanya.
I think you'll find Czech people call it Vltava. But you're absolutely right. It comes from My Country Is By. At the other mark.
This is not bourgeois.
No, that's right. It's number 2, you might say.
Smetana.
Yes, Smetana. For the other mark, yes. Yes, Smetana. He's called Vltava, that gorgeous river that flows through the equally gorgeous city of Prague. Two marks there. Next round. Many famous operas have the name of a leading character as the title. For instance, Falstaff or Iolanthe. For 2 marks, I want, please, a description of who the character is. And for an extra mark, if you know where the opera is set. So 2 marks for a description of the person and a 3rd mark for where. David Franklin, who was Norma?
She was the heroine of an opera by Bellini. Mm-hmm.
What did Norma do? Who was she?
She was a princess.
Not a princess.
Not a princess. A countess?
No. Oh. Not a countess.
A duchess?
Not a duchess. No.
A peasant.
Norma was a priestess, the druid priestess. And the scene was laid in Gaul in ancient times. Dennis Norden, who was Aida?
Aida was a lady.
Aida was a lady. Aida, I remember this, nobody else does.
Yeah. Aida is Egyptian for Ada, actually. She was an Egyptian lady in an opera written by a composer called Vera.
What does she do for a living?
Fine, here we get to the hard bit. What was her racket, Ian?
I've been caught up on Aida before.
It was her job in the opera which was important, really, yes.
She was a princess. She wasn't a priestess or a druid. She was a princess,
was she?
Well, I have to give you that. The job she did in the opera was rather important.
To be lended to me, you know.
Daughter of Amonas wrote, the King of Ethiopia, captured by the Egyptians, a domestic slave to Amneris, daughter of the King of Egypt. And where was the scene set in Aida? You did say Egypt, but can you be a bit more precise, please?
I can't be very precise. The banks of the Nile.
Yes, putting it straight back in my court, isn't it?
Yes.
Memphis and Thebes at the time of the pharaohs. I'm going to give you 2 out of 3 because you got the general idea there, and I like the gag about Aida wasn't Aida. Whatever it was you said. Ian, who and where was Fidelio?
Fidelio, the opera was by Beethoven, and you don't want to know that.
No.
I wish I could help you.
It was a lot of it takes place in a prison.
Yes.
And there's a lot of prisoners, and they are released at the end.
Mm-hmm. Would you like a cigarette?
No, thank you.
Where are they released into? For your other mark.
Well, into the street.
I have to tell you, don't I? I'm afraid for no marks. Fidelio, purporting to be a youth, in reality the heroine, Leonore, has disguised herself so that she can work in the prison, you did say prison, where her husband is a captive. The scene is laid in a fortress in Seville. And that's no marks, I'm afraid. Half a mark for prison.
Prison, no, I think.
Half a mark for prison. Yes, right. I mean, that kind of a game, isn't it? Frank Muir, Turandot.
Ah! I can tell you all about this. I saw this as a play in Moscow.
Hmm.
It was called Princess Turandot, so she was a princess, and she was a chap, rather short chap, who was a hero, entered from the left, and there was a court there, and he had to answer 3 riddles, and then he could marry her, and if he didn't answer all 3, he'd have his head chopped off, and he answered all 3, and she had to marry him, and she went into a big and rather amusing thing, and then he said that he would give her a chance not to have to marry her if she answered him 3 riddles.
Well, you've certainly got the synopsis all right. Who was Turandot then? What?
She was a princess.
That's right, yes.
And she had an old father who was a funny figure and a funny white beard. And
Right. Don't start again.
And he had 2 funny chamberlains who hit each other.
He has 3 funny chamberlains in the opera. They're called Ping, Pang and Pong. What's the Russian for Ping, Pang and Pong?
Very roughly the same.
Well, I think that's 3 marks in any language. The scene is laid, to be precise, in ancient Pekin. Anyway, 3 marks there. Marvellous. A round of tunes now in which types of jobs are mentioned. David, first of all, who's this worker?
The better my work, the less my pay. But work can only be done one way.
Sounds to me like Peter Dawson.
Well,
but
yes.
I imagine you want to know what his trade is in this piece. He is the cobbler.
Yes,
in
that's
Cheech
right.
Chow.
He's the cobbler for 1 mark, yes. It's a 1 mark round, this one. Mm. Dennis, what does this chap do for a living?
Mm. chap is an estate agent.
There's a friendly fellow who prints all the latest real estate news.
You're right, you know.
Right. But the tune is called My Very Good Friend the Milkman, but that chap was an estate agent.
Right? How are they doing in this score? I'm going to give you one mark for getting the right answer and one mark for fooling the bloke who sets the question.
Thank you, too.
Quite right, my very good friend the milkman, but that bit in the middle eight bars concerns real estate. Ian Wallace, the job here.
Fortunately, I can read Dennis's handwriting very well, and that is a grocer.
That's right, because the song is Dennis.
Grocer Jack.
From? No, it doesn't.
It's not from Aida, I'll tell you that.
Excerpt from a teenage opera, the Mark Wirtz thing. It's there. Yes, a mark for you there for Grocer.
I doubt if I shall ever be engaged to sing it.
And a question for Frank, professional.
Some people make a fortune, others earn a mint. My old man don't earn much. In fact, he's flipping skint. Home!
Oh, the page is a refuse collector.
Or to use the old-fashioned word.
My old man's a dustman.
A dustman, yes. One mark there.
He wears have a look at actually a dustman's hat.
That's what he does, yes. Mm. He wears gore-blimey trousers. Yes. Have a look at the score there. Leading by half a mark are David Franklin and Frank Muir so far. Now a round of popular songs and their lyrics, as we call them in the trade. Can you name the song for two marks from the word clues I give you? David, the singer suggests in this song that if your acquaintance with the young lady were as intimate as his own, you too would be impressed. He also...
Say no more. Say no more. I got it.
If you knew Susie... Like, that at all offends me. If you knew Susie as I knew Susie...
Or like what I know Susie.
Whichever you like. What a girl.
Oh, yes, I think that's two marks. Dennis, can you name a song in which the singer's physical desire with regard to his lady seems so limited, so respectable, as to make him seem by present-day standards to be wanting in passion?
The short answer is no.
How
about I'd rather have a paper doll to call my own than have a fickle-hearted real-life girl?
That's ingenious, and because the clue is pretty general, I'll give you a clue. It's The Beatles. It's a Beatles song. No?
I can't think of any song to Beatles.
I'm going to ask the audience. Anybody know? I Want to Hold Your Hand, yes.
Oh, yes.
That is the answer. Ian, this lady, by her own confession, is unable to sit still. She's prepared to give the highest musical testimonial to the romantic propensities of her gentleman friend, though she concedes that he's not good-looking.
She can't sit still?
No, she can't sit still.
Oh, I can't sit still. And when you're near, I can't...
Yes, you're on the track.
Johnny.
Oh, Johnny.
Yes. For heaven's
just
sake.
Just can't sit still. You're not handsome, it's true, and so on. Yes, you've got Johnny for two marks there.
Oh!
Frank.
What?
Frank, it would appear that this visitor to the Golden Gate was so careless that when he departed, he was anatomically incomplete.
I left my heart...
Where?
Can't do it without the Oxford.
In San Francisco.
For two marks, yes.
Ba-ba-ba-boom.
A round of lightish music. For two marks, can you give me just the title, please, David?
I prefer to say that this is so beautiful.
And so rare.
So rare. And so...
Isn't it?
Out of this world.
Is it called so rare?
No, not for a moment.
I prefer to try to get sordid marks out of it. I prefer just to sit and listen.
That's right. We'll let the audience get sordid marks after three, audience. One, two, three. Thank you. La Mer. La Mer.
The horse.
The sea, as gentlemen. La Mer. No marks there. Dennis Norton's turn.
Try the audience on this one.
Before I give the answer, I just want to see whether it checks.
Yes.
I don't know what we've
done. Ian doesn't either.
It was a fig tune to a very popular music program on BBC Radio, but I don't know what it's called.
Yes, it's one of the most played light music pieces in British radio.
I know it is. You don't have to rub it in. I don't know it. All right, I don't know it. I bet there are things you don't know.
Oh, yes. Yes, there are. You know, yes, there are. It's by Ronald Binge, and it's called, audience... Thank you. Elizabethan Serenade.
I think we should change seats.
Yes, that's all we've done. There are things I don't know, like who composed the next one, but I'm not asking that. I'm just asking the title. Ian, what's this?
The Mexican Hat Dance,
composed by Alan Sherman.
Never in a thousand years. Anyway, Mexican Hat Dance is right, Ian, for 2 marks, thank you. And finally, Frank, what's this?
It's Purcell's Trumpet Voluntary by Jeremiah Clarke.
Near enough. Yes. Questions of general musical interest. At least I find them interesting. For 2 marks, David, what is a galliard and what is a pavane and in what way are they different?
Well, they're two different types of dances.
Yes.
A pavane is a slow, solemn dance.
Yes.
And a galliard is a quick dance.
You're absolutely right. Yes. For 2 marks. Dennis, which famous composer married twice and was the father of 20 children?
Sounds more like a producer.
I'm toying with Rachmaninoff, but I...
And he had time to be a famous composer. I really don't know.
A very famous musical family. That should give it to you.
Strauss?
Oh, I knew you'd say that. No, Bach.
Hammerstein.
I can't give any more. Johann Sebastian Bach. Married twice, was the father of 20 children. And the Bachs, I think all 17 or so generations of them, were all great contributors to music.
There was a schoolboy who once writing an essay about Bach, said he had 22 children, and in between he used to practice on a spinster in the attic.
Ian, it is your turn, isn't it?
I can't follow that.
Ian, which light opera was first performed in the Bijou Theatre, Paignton? On the
Pirates of Penzance, Gilbert and Sullivan.
Would you like me to ask the question now? On the 30th of December, 1879, for reasons of copyright, and had its official opening performance next day at the Fifth Avenue Theatre, New York. Ian?
The Pirates of Penzance.
Yes, you're still right. You are a killjoy, aren't you? 2 marks. Frank, what do you know about Belshazzar's feast?
The
bill hasn't been paid. It was when the moving finger, having got a writ, moved on. It's the writing on the wall, isn't it?
Yes.
What else will there?
Musically speaking.
It was actually the writing of the Walton, rather than writing on the wall.
That's true, yes.
It's by Isaac Walton.
A complete composer.
Sir William Walton.
Yes, two marks there, very good. Sir William Walton's cantata, Belshazzar's Feast. Now the singing bit. Graham Darry will play bits of popular traditional tunes, and the teams will sing on when he stops. Generous markings will be given up to a maximum of three. David Franklin, first of all.
That's as far as I go. I find it much too affecting to go on any farther than that. Seated one day at the organ, I was weary and ill at ease. Da 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 da. And my bastard keys.
It's like those old advertisements. They laughed when I sat down in the organ.
Sound of the last amen.
The great amen. Two out of three. Dennis, your turn.
Remember these dual words. Swam three little fishes and a mammy fishy too. Swim, said the mammy fishy, swim if you can. And they swam, and they swam right over the dam. That now comes the really great piece of writing. Boop, boop, ditten, dotten, wotten, chew. You don't really want me to continue. Right?
I want the next two lines. I was very pleased with your boop, boop, ditum, dotum, wotum, chew. I thought that was excellent. Anyway, three marks.
You've heard Paul's comment before.
Three marks there. Ian Watts.
Well, now, that really has got me completely. I now feel having...
Give him a push, Dennis.
Start. Dennis is writing something.
He's writing something about the banks of Allan Water, which again is my side of the border, and I'm in for serious trouble for.
Do you know what happens after
me? Yes, I don't know what happens. I know the Allan Water. No, it's not Lay Me Doon Indeed. I know that one very, very well.
I can't give you any marks.
No, I'm afraid you can't.
Would you like half a mark for one word? The Miller's Lovely
Daughter.
Yes.
Well, it would be. Or even better, Doctor.
Yes, all right. Was the miller's lovely daughter, fairest of them all, for his bride a soldier sought her, and a winning tongue had he on the banks of Allan Water, none so gay as she. half a mark, right. And some music for Frank.
Go and the like a horse and carriage. Go and ask your mother. You shouldn't have one without the other. And marriage. Go together like Diep and Harry. Have an awful mother. You can't have one without the other. The
3 months.
Oh, yeah, I think so. And I'm afraid that's the end of my music. The result this week gives us a win by 3 marks. 4. David Franklin and Frank Muir. Good night.
Taking part in My Music were David Franklin, Frank Muir, Dennis Norton, and Ian Wallace. Graham Daly was at the keyboard, and the chairman was Steve Ray. The questions were compiled by Edward J. Mason, and the program was produced in London by Tony Schreier. Thank you.
Bruce.